Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2996, and today's date is February 13th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Feeling the Pain, Narrative Shift in Full Force, Big Fail, Freedom of Information equals End. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, as they push their Green New Deal, their ECG investing, it is completely falling apart, because we see now that there are governors, there are representatives that are pushing back. There are corporations that are pushing back. The shareholders are pushing back. Everything that they're trying to do is not working. And the people, once they learn, once they understand what's really going on, this is when the people start to push back. Remember, the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they never expected any of this to happen so soon. They thought people were going to be in lockdown. They thought there was maybe going to be a war instead. They thought all these things were going to cover everything that they're trying to do. But now the veil has been lifted and everyone can see all of this. The people are saying this is a direction we don't want to go in. And now we have governors, we have representatives. They are now pushing back, and they're pushing back very, very hard. And the people are going to continue to push back, because when the lies are brought out into the open and they start to understand that this is all manufactured, that this is what their agenda is. This is when people say, oh, this is not happening just because it's happening. It's happening because you're forcing it to happen, to force us into a certain area. Take, for example, banning the gas stoves. Now, it came out and there was this whole study saying, oh, gas stoves, they're dangerous for children. We have this data and it looks like we should get rid of the gas stoves. And of course, the White House was like there saying, oh, no, we don't want to ban gas stoves. But what do we come to find out? Well, we've come to find out that Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm met privately with the leader of the group that funded a recent study used to justify calls for bans of gas-powered stoves, despite the Biden administration claiming that they weren't seeking such a ban. Now, this is what they do most of the time. They lie to you, even though they're doing things in the background. And this is exactly what we're starting to see. And as more and more people see this, the more and more people going, okay, I understand this is not happening organically. This is part of your agenda. And if it's part of your agenda, this is something that we don't want to be a part of. Now, according to an internal agency calendar obtained by the government watchdog group, Americans for Public Trust, Granholm met with the CEO of the Rocky Mountain Institute, Jules Kortenhorst. Now, Kortenhorst is a climate activist, also chairs the World Economic Forum's Global Future Council on Net Zero Transition, and founded the Energy Transition Commission. Now, the calendar didn't include an agenda for the meeting. It was held over Zoom and lasted about an hour. Now, RMI, as you remember, they funded this study, which was written by RMI researchers Taylor Grunewald and Brady Seals. Now, they used this study to show why gas stoves need to be removed from everyone's home. Remember, the study linked the usage of gas stoves to childhood asthma and one of the claims used to push this entire agenda. So it turns out that this study was paid for. They skewed the study. And we could see the energy secretary was in cahoots with these individuals. Now, remember, this is the same individual that said, hey, fuel prices are going up. Everyone should get an electric car. Not, hey, how can we solve this problem? How's this problem happening? Why is the fuel prices moving up? Maybe it's because Biden is reneging on the lease deals, changing regulations or adding a lot more regulations, destroying the Keystone XL pipeline. Instead, they went right to the electric car. And we can see that once again, they were pushing this agenda where they wanted everyone to drop gas stoves. Remember, this is about moving everyone into their Green New Deal. So they're going to continue to do this. And as they continue to do this, this is going to actually come around and boomerang on them because the people are figuring it out. They're starting to understand that they're lying to the public and they're going to continue to lie. And the lies are going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Just like the lie in Ukraine. I mean, really think about it. Think about how much money was sent over to Ukraine right now. And this is not a war for we the people where, oh, they took our land and we have to fight back. This is the deep state layer out there. They're protecting all their secrets, all their crimes, everything that they have done. So they're using all the people's money to protect their crimes, if you really want to think about it. And they're spending a lot of money to keep everyone in the dark. Thomas Massey kind of fills us in on how much money they're actually spending. And he puts it into perspective. He said on Twitter, imagine a pallet with $1 million bills stacked on it. Now picture a giant boat with 1,000 of those $1 million pallets on it. Visualize 100 of those giant boats, each with 1,000 pallets, each with $1 million. $100 billion is how much we've spent on Ukraine. So we have the ability to send $100 billion to Ukraine to guard their borders. What about the United States borders? Oh, no, let's forget about that. We have $100 billion to send over to Ukraine, but we have no money really for infrastructure here. We could send $100 billion over to Ukraine, but how about all the homeless? Are we spending money for them? Are we creating jobs here? Are we bringing manufacturing back here? No, we're not doing any of these things. And I think the people are starting to realize what's really going on here and how all this money is wasted on their agenda and protecting their crimes. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden is continually out there saying that he's going to be tackling climate crisis. No one believes in this. Nobody's on board with this, but they continue to do this. And you have to remember, this whole thing is about money laundering. This is about ushering in the Green New Deal and making the rich even richer, making the rich have much more control than they have now. This is what this is all about. And Biden, he did tweet this out, and of course we know it's not him, it's someone else typing this. This year we made the most significant investment to tackle the climate crisis history. I won't stop until we finish the job. Yeah, so where all this money going? It's not going to climate crisis because there is no climate crisis. Mike Lee responded to this on Twitter. He said the following, he won't stop until he's made the rich even richer and the poor even poorer. Also, he can claim power to control the weather. So really think about what he's doing here. And all this is one gigantic push to push us into the Green New Deal. And we can see there's a lot of corporations, a lot of financial institutions that have gone woke. They're also following in the path of ECG, woke banking, to go along with the climate crisis, to go along with CRT and everything else that they push. And we could see out in Florida, DeSantis right now, he is pushing back. DeSantis has announced a proposed legislation designed to end ESG woke banking in the state of Florida, slamming the ESG as an elite-driven phenomenon that seeks to impose policies which would otherwise never win favor with the public. And he tweeted this out. Our legislative proposal will ensure that the financial institutions will no longer be able to discriminate against hardworking Floridians and small businesses on the basis of political, religious, or social beliefs. And he's absolutely right. And he argued that standards often target disfavored groups such as Second Amendment advocates and companies like the GEO Group and Florida-based private corrections company that holds a contract with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And we do definitely see this where they do target those individuals that want free speech, those people that believe in the Second Amendment. And now we could see that this is going to be reversed. I do believe every governor should follow in the footsteps of DeSantis saying, you know what, no more woke banking. And there shouldn't be woke banking. That's absolutely ridiculous. But again, we know their agenda. We know their push. We know what they're trying to do. And I do believe everything that they're trying to do right now is completely backfiring on them. And every step they take is a complete and utter disaster, because once they announce these things and people start to learn what it really is and people start to look into it, the people say, you know something, this is something we don't want. I mean, think about critical race theory. Most of the people didn't really understand it. Most of the people didn't realize what it really was. But when people started to look into it and they started to realize, wow, this isn't teaching our children, hey, everyone is united, everyone can get together. This is teaching them division. And what did the parents do? They started to speak out against this and they started to push back. And this is when the DOJ and the deep state players said, oh, wait a minute, we can't have them speaking out against this. We're going to have to push back and label them domestic terrorists. Well, the same thing is happening now with the Green New Deal, the woke bank system. The people are starting to learn about all of this. And people now are going to start to push back on all of this, just like the shareholders are pushing back on BP and many other corporations, because they're starting to realize this is not going to benefit in the end, and this is going to be a complete and utter disaster if we continue down this path. And now the people are starting to understand this. They're also starting to understand that Trump's tax cuts really helped the people of this country. And of course, we know that the Biden administration, the deep state players, they don't like this. Now, remember, Biden campaigned on getting rid of Trump's tax cuts. Here we are in the year of 2023, and he hasn't even pulled the trigger yet. Why not? Because they know if they remove this, the entire system completely falls apart. But what's very interesting, I do believe Trump, he set traps along the way, because in these tax cuts, there are certain items that expire. And it's a reflection on the Biden administration on what they're going to do. Are they going to renew this, or are they just going to let it go? And it seems that this is one gigantic trap. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he put this out on Truth Social, he's pointing to an article to the Wall Street Journal, and it says, Democrats are touting a GAO report as evidence that corporations don't pay up. And you have to remember, federal revenue did very, very well under the Trump tax cut. So let me just read a portion of this article, and this is what it says. Despite recently passing legislation that will impose hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes on Americans' job creators, my Democrat colleagues are using a new Government Accountability Office report as justification for a push to raise taxes even further on businesses they think aren't paying their fair share. But the report, which examines the average effective tax rates of large corporations before and after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, argues more in favor of the GOP reforms than Democrats admit. issued on the request of the Democratic leaders of the Senate Finance and Senate Budget Committees. The report elicited pronouncements from that side of the aisle that the GOP tax reforms provide corporate windfalls. The day it was released to the public, then Budget Committee Chairman Senator Bernie Sanders railed, "We need to repeal the Trump tax breaks for the rich and demand that the largest corporations in America finally start paying their fair share of taxes." So why do you think Trump gave corporations tax cuts? Because it allows them to invest. It allows them to expand. It allows the corporations to bring on more employees. And this is exactly what we've seen. And this is why we've seen more revenue. This is why we've seen companies expand. This is why we've seen the unemployment rate go down, because of all of this. Now, during the State of the Union, the resident, Joe Biden, showed that when it comes to taxes, he's playing a game of yards, because companies, in his view, simply make too much money. So what are they going to do? They're going to tax corporations. Is this going to help the economy or hurt the economy? It's going to hurt the economy in the end. And remember, the resident promised that the Americans making less than $400,000 will not have to pay a penny more in taxes under his plan. But this is a head fake. A tax on corporate profit is a tax on retirement income. And remember, taxation on corporations, it changes the corporate behavior, but rarely in the way government intends. The devil is going to be in the details, and tax details seem to get more complicated with every tax law passed. The corporate tax increase proposal is one Biden blunder that would definitely finish the job on the workers of America, because this is a trickle-down tax if there ever was one. And really think about what Trump did here. He went ahead and put together these tax cuts, and he showed the people, look, taxing the corporations less, having all these tax cuts, what did he do? He grew the economy. He grew jobs. Unemployment went way, way down. Fuel prices were way down because the country was energy independent. Inflation was way down because of all of this. And remember, he was doing this within the private Western Central Bank illusionary economy. Now, Biden is going to reverse almost all of this. And he's going to be trapped in a lot of this, because everything that Trump set up is going to be, it's going to boomerang back on him. And no matter which way he goes, it's a no-win situation. So I do believe Trump, he completely trapped Biden in all of this. And what's very interesting is that people are watching all of this, and people are starting to understand and realize, and as things continually decline, and corporation profits continually decline, which means, and we discussed this before, unemployment is going to kick up, because as profits decline and as you tax corporations more, what's going to happen? It's going to be a complete and utter disaster, and we're going to end up in a recession. And remember, Trump let us know that this is the nice word. It's going to be a lot worse than this. But when people start to step back and take a look at the economy and what and everything that has been done here, they can see the difference between the two individuals that were in the White House. First of all, Trump was elected, Biden was installed, and basically overthrew the United States government, overthrew a duly elected president. But now people can see the difference. And I think Vince Langman kind of really sums it up on what has been happening here in the United States with the economy. He said, 3 years ago today, gas was $2 a gallon, eggs were a dollar a dozen, mortgage rates were 3%, inflation was less than 1%. We had full employment, economic growth, and world peace. What happened? What did happen? Well, the resident, with Obama in the basement and the deep state players, they've been pushing their agenda, and they reversed everything that Trump put into place. And now the people can see very, very clearly the difference between a president that wants to make America great again, that wants to benefit the people, that wants to work with the people to make America the way it was. And people can see the difference between an agenda-driven residency, where their agenda is to destroy the economy. Their agenda is to destroy the fossil fuel industry. Their agenda is complete and utter control. And they don't care what happens to the people. They don't care if they lose jobs. They don't care if there's inflation. They don't care if there's high fuel costs, because this is all part of their agenda. And this is something that Trump wanted everyone to see, and everyone is seeing. And along the way, what is Trump doing? He's letting everyone know, look what we can do here. We can save America. All we have to do is ABC. Now, if Biden just follows ABC, he could save America. But is he going to follow ABC? No, he's going to do the opposite. Trump knows this. He knows the playbook. And this is going to work to his benefit. And this is going to allow the Patriots to move us in a completely different direction and out of the private Western Central Bank system. And I do believe Trump, as the crisis picks up and things look dire, I do believe the people are going to wake up. The people aren't going to go along with the deep state, the central bank, World Economic Forum agenda, and the people in the end will have the will and the ability to think logically to say, no more, we can't take this. Basically, it's the precipice. And I do believe at this point, the people are going to say, enough is enough. We've had it. We need someone that's going to help us. We don't need someone that's going to continually destroy the country, everything that we work for, and we're done with it. This is the precipice, and I do believe Trump is going to use this crisis, this precipice, to his advantage, and the people are going to be with him. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40%, and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses including VIP health coaching for life before their half off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're having a difficult time controlling the narrative, what's left of their narrative, because the people aren't buying what they're selling. And we can see the truth is coming out. And remember, when we have a freedom of information and it's flowing and the truth and the facts are reaching the people, it is the end of the deep state players. And this is what we're witnessing. We're witnessing the breakdown of the deep state players. We're witnessing the destruction of their system. Now, this doesn't mean that they're just going to lay back and say, okay, holy crap, the truth is coming out. You caught us. We're done for. No, they're going to fight back with everything that they have. And yes, it's going to build and build over time. Because really think about it. As more information is dripped out and people start to hear the truth and people start to think logically and they say, oh, yeah, now things are starting to really make sense. And the documentation is coming out. Emails are coming out. The deep state, they're trapped in all of this because they've been lying to the American people for such a long time. So how do you distract the public from all of this? Now, they're starting off small, where they're just throwing a lot of information at the people, trying to distract them from what's really going on. And this is why all of a sudden we have all these objects in the sky, and they're trying to use this to shift the narrative. And this is in full force right now. Now, when this dies off and they can't keep the news cycles clogged with all this crap, yes, they're going to move to the next phase because more information is going to be coming out. Remember, they're fighting for their lives right now. Their system is being ripped apart. The truth is being shown to the people, and it's getting harder and harder for them. It doesn't mean all the corporations, all the corrupt politicians, the fake news and other big tech platforms besides Twitter, it doesn't mean they're just going to say, oh, crap, CRT would work. Woke didn't work. This whole thing dividing the country didn't work. They're going to double down. And yes, it's going to seem darker and darker as time goes on, which means they are struggling to keep everything intact. That's actually what you're witnessing right now. And you can see they are struggling right now with this narrative. It is completely falling apart because people are not buying any of this. And soon, what are they going to have to do? Well, they're going to have to shut it all down because there's no way they can keep this up. And as more and more information comes out, it's going to become much more difficult as time goes on. Think about critical race theory. Let's go back to that time. Remember in the beginning when parents started to learn about it, the parents started to question it. What did they do? They doubled down. They pushed forward. They sent letters to the Department of Justice. They called those parents that were questioning their narrative, domestic terrorists, and they put the pressure on. Now, how's that working out for them today? Well, now it's really backfiring on them, isn't it? Yeah, they're trying to explain it. They're trying to say, oh, no, this was a real investigation. No, and we know it wasn't. And this is what they're going to do moving forward, because think about all the information coming out right now. We have the information coming out from Hunter Biden's laptop. We have the information coming out from Durham. That hasn't stopped. And I do believe Jack Smith, I think he's the other game in town. I do believe he's working for Trump. And I do believe he's investigating the election fraud, because that case is building and building and building. And we're starting to see everything now come out. And just wait until the information comes out from Ghislaine Maxwell's black book on the information that they have there. That's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And they know it's coming. It doesn't mean they're going to stop. It means they're going to use lie after lie after lie, propaganda after propaganda to try to shift everyone away from the truth. But it's not going to work. The truth is too powerful. All Trump has to do is continually say truthful things. All the people have to do is continually say truthful things. All the people have to do is continually investigate and produce the evidence. They can't fight against this, and they know it, and they're panicking. They're panicking like we've never seen before, and it's going to get harder and harder for them. We're going to be talking a lot more about this in FISA and what's up in the sky, which is a complete and utter distraction. But first, let's talk about the NFL right now, because during the beginning of the NFL, they decided, you know something, let's play and let's sing the Black National Anthem before the Super Bowl. So they brought on a woke activist singer and they sang the Black National Anthem. Now, what's very interesting about all this is if you really think about the playbook and think about the playbook back in Nazi Germany, what they do is they build one race up to go after another race. And this is what we're seeing today, because they talk about uniting the country. They talk about bringing people together. But it's always the opposite with them, because if you want to unite the country, you don't point out skin color. You don't separate people saying, okay, this is your white national anthem and this is our black national anthem. So when they're talking about uniting the people and they're continually pushing, you know, end racism and all these other things, you're actually separating people into black and white. And this is exactly what they want to do. So when you play the Black National Anthem, what are you doing? You're actually dividing the people because you're separating the people. So why don't they just stop at the Black National Anthem? Why don't they add in the Asian National Anthem, the Jewish National Anthem, the Latino National Anthem, and we can go down the line? Why don't we just play every single national anthem? Because this wouldn't fit their narrative. It wouldn't make sense. It would look absolutely ridiculous, wouldn't it? So all they do is they push the one. They pick a race and they say, okay, we're going to give you reparations. We're going to start to separate. We're going to give you your own national anthem. This is how they do it. It's just like Nazi Germany. And remember, in this country, there is only one national anthem. It's one country with all the people in it. Ryan Fournier put this out on Twitter and it pretty much sums it all up. There is no black national anthem. There is no white national anthem. There is no Hispanic national anthem. There is only the national anthem. God bless America. Absolutely. But you can see how they try to divide the people. All this stuff about Black Lives Matter and all this stuff, this has nothing to do with uniting the people. This has to do with everything about dividing the people. And you can see they're continually trying. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, during the Super Bowl, they had the halftime show and Rihanna came out. And all of a sudden, with all these people around her, they're all dressed in white, look like hazmat suits. They're all dressing, you know, dancing around in hazmat suits, and she's in red. And I mean, is this the virus? I mean, what were they trying to say here? But what's very interesting, it seems like she was pregnant. So their entire argument about abortion and everything like that, saying that you can't have a career and be pregnant at the same time. Well, I guess that fell completely apart, didn't it? Because she's a successful singer and she's pregnant. So you can have it all, can't you? Isn't that interesting? But Trump, he put this out and he said the following. Epic fail. Rihanna gave, without question, the single worst halftime show in Super Bowl history. This after insulting far more than half of our nation, which is already in serious decline, with her foul and insulting language. Also, so much for her stylist. Absolutely. And the nation is in decline right now. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they set this up so people could see the difference between a president that wants to make America great again, that wants to work with the people, and a resident and those individuals that hide behind the curtain, these individuals that want to destroy America. And I think people are seeing this very, very clearly with everything that's going on right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there was a massive explosion out in Ohio. A train derailed and it was carrying chemicals. It was exploded and it was on fire and it's spewing toxic gases into the atmosphere. And Scott DeGroat on Substack put out a very interesting Substack. And it says, a domestic Chernobyl in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm just going to read parts of it. And it says, dead animals, people getting sick, arrested journalist, and mainstream media blackout. On February 3rd, a train owned by Norfolk Southern Freight derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, carrying toxic chemicals, carrying gallons of vinyl chloride, more on this later, spilled into the ground and water. It was later decided by authorities they would burn these chemicals. Now, remember, the Biden administration was in a war with the train unions last fall surrounding the nation's railways. These aren't enough workers. Pay is not going up, and the lack of workers is causing current workers to work long, exhausting hours, putting safety on the back burner. Add to this fact that in the last 10 years, the Class 1 carriers have dramatically increased both the length and tonnage of the average train while cutting back on maintenance and inspection. And we have a time bomb ticking just like a decade ago leading up to the Canadian disaster that destroyed a whole town and took the lives of 47 people. Another side effect from burning these chemicals causes what's known as dioxins. And these can merge with fatty tissues and stay in cell membranes forever. And this is what's been floating around in Ohio for over about a week now. And just 6 days after the spill, officials told residents it was safe to come back after tests of water and air were complete. But all of that was a lie. And remember, this vinyl chloride, it produces hydrogen chloride when burned and is absorbed by the atmosphere. This produces acid rain. And remember, there's a lot of farmland around there. And this is probably going to destroy the farms out there. Now, what's very interesting is that we've seen the failure of air, rail, and roads. And who's responsible for all this? Actually, Pete Buttigieg, he did a press conference and he didn't even really mention this. I mean, it's a complete and utter disaster out there and none of the networks are really picking up on it. They're not really talking about it. And the biggest thing that he said was, hey, we have too many white people in construction. But he didn't talk about what was going on in Ohio. This is absolutely unbelievable. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Netflix, they recently released a movie called White Noise, and this was set back in 1984, and it has a chemical train wreck, and it took place in Ohio. Let me just read a portion of this. Their lives are disrupted when a cataclysmic train accident casts a cloud of chemical waste over the town. This airborne toxic event forces a massive evacuation, which leads to a major traffic jam on the highway. Jack drives to a gas station to refill his car, where he is inadvertently exposed to the cloud. The family and numerous others are forced into quarantine at a summer camp. I mean, it's very, very similar, and that's kind of freaky. Is that just a coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see there is an invasion at the border, and we can see it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And we can see what the deep state players have been doing. They've been turning the tables on the citizens of this country. And it's not just at the border. We can see it throughout all the different cities where we have these, you know, cash bails where they take the side of the criminals and they say the citizens don't have the right. Well, we see this happening on the border and we see it happening to a farmer where he actually shot someone on his land. Now, this is George Allen Kelly, 73. He was arrested for killing Gabrielle Quinn Butimia on his Arizona ranch in Keno Springs, just outside Mexico, on January 30th. Kelly is being held at the Santa Cruz County Jail on a $1 million bond. Now, according to reports, Gabriel has a history of illegal crossing into the United States and multiple deportations. He believed to have been in the U.S. illegally when he was fatally shot. Now, the authorities, they found a Mexican voter registration card on the deceased. Now, according to the defense lawyer, Mr. Kelly fired warning shots after he saw a group of men dressed in camouflage clothing point an AK-47 right at him. George Allen Kelly was very careful to shoot above their heads, the lawyer said. The rancher later discovered the deceased man after he went to check on his horse. And we could see that these people are on his property. They have weapons. They're pointing it at him. And now he's in prison. I mean, this is self-defense right there. What, were they going to shoot him? Most likely. But look, they're on his land. They have weapons. They're pointing it at him. And now he's in prison. But we see this all across the country. This is exactly what they tried to do. They tried to do it to Kyle Rittenhouse. He was being hunted down. They were chasing after him. They actually had a weapon. They pointed the weapon at him, and Kyle shot back. And they tried to make it look like he was the criminal, and the criminals were the good, upstanding citizens. This is what the deep state is doing today. They're turning everything around. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. And what is up is now down, down is now up, left is right is left. And you can see this is what they're trying to do, but the people, they can see this and it doesn't make sense to them. And as they continue to do this, the people are going to react, and not the way they think they're going to react. The people are going to actually push back like we've never seen before. Just like they're pushing back against the FBI, the DOJ, DHS, the corrupt politicians, because what do people are learning? The people are learning, hey, look, these people colluded with big tech. They colluded with fake news and they were violating our constitutional rights. And it's starting to look more like the SS, which is the FBI, and these corrupt politicians, they're part of the regime, and they're trying to shut up the people. And the FBI, through Durham, as we know, they went ahead and they used a fake dossier to get a FISA warrant. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that we've known about the FISA warrants. They were illegally obtained. They used fake information. And now, all of a sudden, there was an audit that was being done by a U.S. congressman. And what do we come to find out? Well, that the FBI personnel improperly ran foreign intelligence surveillance information search efforts while investigating a local political party and U.S. congressman, according to a recently released Attorney General and National Intelligence Director report. Procedures limit how authorities can use personal identifying information to retrieve data obtained under FISA Section 702. Which allows intelligence agencies to conduct targeted surveillance of foreigners outside the U.S. The December 2021 semi-annual compliance report indicates. The report, which covers the incidents from December 2019 through May 2020, says the FBI in one instance queried a local political party's name to determine if it had foreign intelligence connections, and intelligence analysts performed queries using only the name of a U.S. congressman. FBI Section 702 queries must be reasonably designed to identify foreign intelligence information or evidence of a crime. Yet, the political party query was not reasonably likely to retrieve such foreign intelligence data, according to the report. The Department of Justice, National Security Division, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence decided the queries using the congressman's name, which successfully retrieved FISA-acquired information, failed to comply with Section 702 rules by querying the congressman's name with no limiters. Only a small percentage of traditional FISA surveillance warrants requests appear to have been rejected from 1979 through 2021, while tens of thousands were approved, according to the Electronic Privacy Information Center. The Department of Justice eventually admitted that two of its four FISA surveillance applications to wire former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page were not valid, with an inspector general's report finding significant errors and omissions. And now they're going to do, and probably they have already started, they're auditing what Durham uncovered, because they used a dossier, which isn't real, to get FISA warrants. And how deep does this go? I do believe we know how deep this goes, because they were spying on Trump's campaign. And all of this is completely made up. And that reminds me of Post 3850. Now, there's a picture. This is, by the way, this is February 10th, 2020. There's a picture of Trump on the front. It's all in red with the Washington Monument in the background. It says, below the depths of the D.C. swamp, the hunt is on. In the invisible war for the future of our republic, the tables are now turned, and now the hunters become the hunted. Patriots in control. And there's one line here in this post that says, did Mueller open the door to FISA illegal? Absolutely. FISA is the start. FISA is going to bring down the house. Because as the investigation goes and they find out more, and they understand what the FBI did, because think about all the other information that's coming out right now. It's all going to lead to that every single step of the way, they lied. And they manufactured all this information to get the FISA warrants. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster in the end. And it is building and building and building. Think about what the Twitter files have done already. It already shined the spotlight on the FBI. It shined a spotlight on DHS. It shined a spotlight on all these agencies. They are guilty of violating the constitutional rights of the people. They are guilty in manufacturing made-up crimes to get Trump, to spy on Trump. They are guilty of manipulating the elections, using the same process in dealing with the social media platforms where they controlled the narrative. They gave certain individuals the ability to look at classified information. They were in collusion, and now it's completely falling apart on them. And I do believe these investigations are going to pick up, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Now, what's very interesting is that we talked about ChatGPT and other AI-driven resources where they're going to try to use this to, you know, write the news and look for disinformation. And we know that this is all one-sided because we talked about this yesterday, how they use ChatGPT, how they use it to basically frame the narrative, almost like the FBI was framing the narrative with the social media platforms. You censor all these people. You keep the people that you want up there that has the narrative. You have the fake news doing the same thing, and you can shape the narrative. Well, now, since that's all being exposed right now, they're going to start to use AI for this. And how do we know that this is what they're really trying to do? Because Bill Gates, he just lets you know it. He's out there saying that AI can help combat digital misinformation and political polarization. And this way, they don't have to rely on the FBI. They don't have to rely on human beings. They can release this into the wild, and they can combat everything that's out there. Now, is this going to work in the end? I don't believe so. I don't think this is going to stop disinformation, because that's not what really it's programmed to do. It's really the program to shut down those people that are telling the truth. Now, do I think this is going to work? No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot of truth tellers out there, and I think truth facts speak for themselves. And every time this AI will be challenged, it will start to break down because it can't go up against the truth and the facts. And when you present the truth and the facts and the real documentation, the AI system eventually will break down. But they will try, because you can see this is what they're pushing right now. And I do believe it's going to fail. Just like the pistol brace, where they're trying to, you know, get a database of everyone that has some type of AR-15 that uses a pistol brace. Basically, they're just looking for those short barrel rifles that everyone has, and they want to create a database so they know where to pick them up. Basically what Australia did, what New Zealand did, what the UK did. And this is going to fail just like every other type of gun control measure. And I think in the end, as they continually push the gun control agenda, it's going to get worse and worse for them, because as they push it, they are now stepping over the line and they're showing people, we don't care what the Second Amendment says. We don't care what the Constitution says. We're just going to do whatever we want. We don't even care what the Supreme Court says. And we're just going to push these draconian laws and try to get them through. And as they continue to do this, everyone's going to notice and they're going to say, holy crap, they're completely against the Constitution. And this is going to be a disaster for them. But Brendan Gunschwager put this out on Twitter and said the following: 25 states are suing the ATF over their new pistol brace rule, with federal lawsuits filed in North Dakota describing the ATF's new standard as an incoherent and unworkable and the agency's actions as unlawful. The rule, published in January with a compliance date of May 31st, reclassifies pistols with stabilizing braces as a short barrel rifle, subjecting them to federal registration and taxation under the National Firearms Act. In a statement the day the rule was finalized, President Biden said the Justice Department, who implemented the rule without a new act of Congress, is taking action to regulate these pistols with stabilizing braces as the dangerous weapons they are. ATF Director Stephen Dettelbach stated, "This rule enhances public safety and prevents people from circumventing the laws Congress passed almost a century ago," and referenced the days of Al Capone, describing prior congressional action on short-barreled rifles. States in the suit are Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Several Republican attorneys general issued statements announcing the lawsuit, now one of multiple suits challenging the ATF's pistol brace rule. The coalition challenging the rule is led by West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who called the ATF rule an effort to undermine Americans' Second Amendment rights. Now, the plaintiffs are 25 states, Firearms Regulatory Accountability Coalition, SB Tactical, a brace manufacturer specifically cited by the ATF in their new rule, BNT USA, a firearms importer and manufacturer, and Richard Cicero, a wounded veteran who uses stabilizing braces. Additional background on the recently published rule: the Justice Department set a 120-day window for compliance with potential penalties of thousands of dollars and or 10 years in prison for possessing an unregistered short barrel rifle. Now, there's many, many other suits that are happening right now. And in the end, what's going to happen, just like the bump stock, it's going to be deemed unconstitutional. I know Congress right now is pushing to abolish the NFA, the ATF, and everything else. I think these things should be completely gone. And at this point, we can see that everything that they do infringes on the people's rights. And this is why the founding fathers put this in there, because they knew eventually what was going to happen. A tyrannical government was going to rise up, and a tyrannical government was going to go after free speech, which we're already seeing. This is what the censoring is. They were going to shut people down, and they were going to go after the people's weapons. They were also going to violate the Fourth Amendment and many other amendments. And we could see it all happening right now. And think about it. If the American people no longer had weapons to push back, and I don't mean go out there with your weapons and start a war, just knowing that the people have the weapons, the government is still afraid. This is why Biden was out there saying, listen, the government will use F-15s on you. You don't got to use the AR-15, can't go up against the government. Well, then how come you lost in Afghanistan? How come that war wasn't won? Hey, what about Syria? How come you didn't win in that war? Isn't that interesting? So they know very, very well that millions and millions of people, they can push back on the government. And this is what they're really afraid of. And this is why they're trying everything and anything to go after the people. But think about it. Now they're so desperate. Now they're so stupid that every move they make, and I'm not just talking about the Biden administration, and I'm not just talking about the ATF. I'm talking about the governors in different states. When they push the draconian laws that infringe on our rights, they're so easily recognizable now. And people can see it without even thinking, because now they can see, wow, they're going directly against the Constitution. They're going directly at our rights. And think about it. Did Trump, the Patriots, did they set this up? Did they give him this platform to do all of this so people could see very, very easily what they're trying to do? I mean, people see right now with what's happening in with the Twitter files and what's happening with the weaponization of government, people can see, wow, these people violated our First Amendment. Now they're violating our Second Amendment. With January 6th, they're violating other amendments, and it goes on and on and on. People now can see this. It's not like it's hidden anymore, because now they're becoming so desperate, they don't care, because they're trying to get where they need to go, but they're never, ever going to get there. Why? Because they can't get rid of the Constitution. They can't override a right, and this is going to be their downfall. They're going up against a brick wall, and they'll never get through it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see out in Ukraine, something is about to happen, because we can see there are certain individuals, they want, like Elon Musk, to do something out in Ukraine. And also, we'll be talking about the U.S. government, where they're saying everyone must leave Russia. But first, we see Scott Kelly out there, and he tweeted out, at Elon Musk, Ukraine desperately needs your continued support. Please restore the full functionality of your Starlink satellites. Defense from a genocidal invasion is not an offensive capability. It's survival. Innocent lives will be lost. You can help. Thank you. Well, Elon responded to this, and he said the following. You're smart enough not to swallow media and other propaganda BS. Starlink is the communication backbone of Ukraine, especially at the front lines, where almost all other internet connectivity has been destroyed. But we will not enable escalation of conflict that may lead to World War III. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the fake news, they're trying to debunk the story by Seymour Hersh, where the Biden administration, they went ahead and gave the okay to bomb the Nord Stream gas pipelines. And they're trying to debunk this. They're trying everything they possibly can to say that, no, it didn't happen this way. But what happens if it's proven that they went ahead and they said, yes, we need to bomb the Nord Stream pipeline? Should Biden be impeached? Well, Mike Lee says yes. Well, I think Biden should be impeached for many different things. Actually, many people in his administration should be impeached, like Mayorkas, Buttigieg, and the rest, because the job that they're doing is destroying America. But like we said before, the United States government right now, the deep state players, they are now advising all U.S. citizens to leave Russia immediately. Now, why would they do this? Well, it seems that something's building up. And think about it. You got to go back in time. You always got to go back to the source on how this all started out in Ukraine. Because we had Biden, we had Obama, Victoria Nuland. They overthrew the government of Ukraine. They put in a puppet government in there. And those Russian territories like Crimea, Donbass, and the rest said, we don't want to belong to this. Now, before this happened, everything was okay. There was peace there. There was no civil war. They created the civil war. They pushed the civil war. They overthrew the government there. And those regions said, we don't want to be a part of this, because mostly in those regions, it's Russian speaking, and they relate to the Russian side more so than the Ukrainian side. And they lost Crimea because they voted themselves away. And Donbass said, listen, we don't want to belong to you. So they've been fighting for a very long time. And Ukraine and the deep state players, they haven't stopped bombing this area. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses including VIP health coaching for life before their half off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. And this is why eventually what happened was Putin came in and said, enough is enough with all of this, and started to expose the globalists, started to expose the biolabs, started to expose the human trafficking and everything else that went on in Ukraine. And now it seems that the deep state players, they're about to do something to provoke Russia, or Russia is about to do something because the deep state players, they're doing something in Ukraine and Russia cannot have it stand. So we could see that something is about to happen and they're pushing this very, very hard. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some type of false flag out there, and maybe Putin, because I know he's been ramping up the tanks and stuff, something will happen out there. And we know that the deep state players, they're the ones always pushing the buttons to get something to happen. So let's watch this very carefully, but we can see that something is on the horizon and something is about to happen. Now, with everything that's coming out and all this information and the truth coming out, we could see the deep state players, they're struggling. And this is why they have these flying objects in the sky. And really think about it. It started off with a citizen looking up in the sky, seeing this balloon, going, what the hell is that? And then all of a sudden, everyone come to find out that it's a Chinese balloon, three buses long. It has explosives on it. It has satellite dishes, antennas, and they're able to record and surveil all communications here in the United States. And they flew this balloon over the United States, over military bases, over missile silos. And the Biden administration just allowed this to happen. And of course, we had Chuck Schumer out there saying, no, we gathered a lot of information on this. And the person and the reporter said, well, didn't they gather a lot on us? Well, no, forget about that. Yeah, they're always gathering stuff. What did you really gather? A balloon, explosives, and surveillance equipment. And you allow them to see everything in this country. So basically that what they're saying is we should just allow every criminal into our house, let them case the house while we surveil them so we know how they're going to rob our house. I mean, does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. Not at all. What they're saying is absolutely ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. And because it doesn't make sense, what are they doing? We have the deep state players, the intelligence apparatus, flying around all these different things. Now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to seem like, wait a minute, what are these things? They're not balloons. They have strange propulsion engines. We don't know how they work. We don't know what to call them. And they're allowing the people to start to think like, well, are they aliens? Aren't they aliens? And they're going back and forth and nobody can figure this out. And this is part of their psyop. Eric of Freedom, 1776 on True Social, put this out and says, Justin, White House's John Kirby says Chinese spy balloons were operating during real Donald Trump, but they were unable to detect them. But Joe Biden was able to detect them. Details what the program is all about. So wait a minute. All these things, the balloons and everything else, they were there, but Trump couldn't detect them. Well, if you can't detect them, how do you know they're there? Does that make any sense? I mean, if you can't detect someone, how are you telling someone that they were always there? How does he know? He could detect them? Who could detect them then if they're undetectable? It makes no sense what they're saying. They're getting caught up in their narrative. And now you could see it's going back and forth that, well, is it aliens? Is it not aliens? It seems that the White House is battling. They don't know what to call it. And this is a psyop to make everyone look over here instead of there. We even had Defense Secretary Austin, and he said the following. I want to be clear. The three objects taken down this weekend are very different from what we were talking about last week. We knew exactly what that was. So they can't explain it, and they have no debris, because the Pentagon says no debris has been recovered from the three down objects in Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron. So they have no debris. They can't explain it. And they're trying to convince everyone that something's really happening when it really isn't. This is one gigantic distraction. And then we have the New York Times come out, and it seems that the Biden officials have found themselves issuing private assurances that there is no evidence that the objects involve extraterrestrial activity. Basically, this is their psyop, and now it's exposed. Rand Paul put this out on Twitter and said, asking ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, I demand that POTUS and Department of Defense tell us what they know and what they don't immediately. Now, we know that these are probably programs that they've been working on. These are certain aerial systems that they've been working on. They're using them now to distract everyone. And really think about this. Let's start to put all this together. Biden admin gets caught allowing a Chinese balloon to fly across America to gather intelligence. Biden admin did not shoot it down until the Chinese mission was completed. Strange objects all of a sudden appear all over the country, and they don't know what they are. They now have the ability to shoot them down, but they can't explain what they are, what propulsion systems they're using, allowing the people to fill in the gaps. They can't rule out aliens. They're assuring people that it's not, allowing the people to fill in the gaps. So really think about it. If it really was aliens, aliens traveled light years to come here, and they can just shoot them down easily. Does that make any sense? No. The conclusion of all this, it's one gigantic psyop distraction. Nice try, but the people aren't buying this. And the whole thing is completely falling apart. And when this psyop falls apart and this distraction falls apart, and the people start to think logically, they're going to move to the next psyop. Because remember, as the information is coming out, they're trying to distract everyone from the pandemic, from the vaccine mandate, because that's all falling apart. They don't want people to find out about that. They're distracting everyone from the Twitter files, from the weaponization of government. They're distracting everyone from the Hunter Biden laptop. They're distracting everyone from the election fraud, because now we're starting to learn, and I think we always knew that the FBI was involved in this, but the normies out there, they're starting to come into the fold. And we know that there's going to be other information coming out about the Epstein trial, about who was involved in this. So they're using distraction after distraction after distraction to make sure that people don't learn the truth. Now, as the information continually comes out and this story completely falls apart, they're going to have to come up with another story and then another story. And eventually what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to censor. Remember, they started censoring people on social media platforms because they couldn't control the narrative. And that was the only way they can control it. Now the censorship doesn't work. So I do believe their next step, I don't mean it's going to be right after this one, but coming up, it's going to be some type of communication blackout, because how do you shut everything down? You shut down communications. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see out in Brazil, we could see why they installed Lula. Remember, he's a criminal. Biden sent down a representative to release him from jail. Then all of a sudden, this individual became president of Brazil. He had no crowds. It's almost like what happened with Biden and Trump. Now a criminal runs the entire country, and now he wants a database of all weapons. He wants to know where he can pick them up. Plus, he wants now everyone to get vaccinated, or you don't get any type of benefit. Now you understand why this person was installed. And we can see that here in the United States, everything that they did is falling apart. No one is buying what they're selling. Remember, they put forth all these ridiculous policies that didn't do anything with COVID. Actually, it did the opposite. It hurt our society. It hurt our children. COVID did nothing. It was everything that they did. Everything with the tests, everything with the hospital saying people died from COVID, the 6 feet apart, having our children stay at home, the vaccine mandates, the ridiculous vaccine passports. It's everything that they did. And the Washington Post put this out and said, thanks to COVID, half of kids fell below grade level in at least one subject. Brent Scher responded to this on Twitter and said, this is such BS, but at Washington Post. It was not thanks to COVID. It was thanks to the media outlets like Washington Post giving cover to politicians who shut down schools and tortured children. Absolutely. And the people are starting to understand this and realize this. And as more and more peer-reviewed documents come out, and more evidence comes out that says everything that they did was not based in science, everything that they pushed was not based in science, it was part of a political agenda, that people are going to learn that what they were doing was completely against the people, and the people, they're not going to take it. Just like they're not taking what happened in January 6th and the information that we're finding out. Remember, they've been hiding the 14,000 hours of videotape. They had a unselect committee that was completely one-sided. And now it's all falling apart. What did we come to find out? Well, according to a motion submitted this past Friday by Proud Boys attorneys, it appears the government itself is the author of the mysterious 1776 returns. The 1776 return is the title of a document that outlines strategic plans for the takeover of U.S. government buildings on January 6, 2021. this mysterious document was sent unsolicited to Proud Boy chairman Enrique Tarrio's telegram right before January 6th by a love interest named Erica Flores. It has been revealed that Flores repeatedly testified to the January 6th committee that a government official was the author of the entirety of the 1776 returns and that this FBI and CIA member or associate asked her to share it with Tarrio. Tarrio has been charged with seditious conspiracy and currently stands trial in D.C. along with four fellow members of the Proud Boys. According to the motion by attorney Roger Boots, it appears that the government itself is the author of the most incriminating and damning document in this case, which was mysteriously sent at government request to Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio immediately prior to January 6th in order to frame or implicate Tarrio in a government-created scheme to storm buildings around the Capitol. So the government wrote this, so the seditious crime is coming within our own government. Well, this absolutely fits into what? It fits into what the FBI has been doing. It fits into what the corrupt politicians have been doing. It fits into what the DHS has been doing. It fits into everything. And now the truth is coming out. And if all of this is true, which I do believe it is true, this means that the most damning document in this trial was authored by the intelligence community. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't the former intelligence community also telling us that Hunter Biden was Russian disinformation? I mean, really think about everything this intelligence community has done. Remember they told us that there is Russia collusion? Remember the Alpha Bank hoax was real? They're all behind this. And now it's coming out and people are starting to see the truth. And now you understand why they have all these distractions. It's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. Now, we could see that Trump, he is laying, I do believe, a trap for the rhinos and the deep state players, the fake news, because he's continually going after Ron DeSantis. And I do believe DeSantis is on board. And what's very interesting, it seems that his plan is actually working. And he put this out on True Social. All of the fake news is reporting that I spend large amounts of time coming up with good nickname for Ron DeSanctimonious, who is obviously going to give the presidential thing a shot. They are all 100% wrong. I don't even think about it, a very unimportant subject to me. Now, he's leading them down this path, and I do believe DeSantis is working with him, and I do believe that they're going to expose all the rhinos and expose all these individuals. Because, really think about it. Sometimes you use certain information to draw people out so you can see the board very, very clearly. Now, will DeSantis announce that he's running? He might. He might announce it and then later on say, yeah, you know what, I'm dropping out. Because remember, the deep state players, the rhinos, what do they want to do? They're trying to divide the vote. They did it in Arizona with Carrie Lake and the other person that was running against her. They spent a lot of money on her trying to divide the vote, getting the other person to win. So that person would go up against Katie Hobbs and that person would completely lose. It didn't work. They're trying to do the same thing right now. They're trying the same exact tactics. They're trying to divide the vote. They're going to spend a lot of money on DeSantis. But I think what's going to happen in the end, if DeSantis decides that he's going to run, I think he's going to drop out later on. Or he's going to lead them up to a certain point and say, yeah, you know what? I decided I'm not running. And I do believe Trump and DeSantis are leading them down this path. And this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening out in Fulton County. Now, remember, there was a grand jury out in Georgia saying that we got all this information on Trump, how he meddled in the 2020 election. And there was supposed to be a report that was going to be revealed to the public. Remember the Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney? He said he would release three parts of the document, including the introduction, conclusion, and the section in which the grand jury discusses its concern that some witnesses may have lied under oath during their testimony in the grand jury. Well, it seems that the Fulton County judge said that he has plans to keep private portions of a special grand jury report examining whether Trump and his allies criminally meddled in Georgia's 2020 election. So the question is, why are they going to hide portions of it? I thought they were going to release all of it according to what the grand jury wanted. Now they're holding certain information back. Does that make sense whatsoever? No, it doesn't. It means that Trump is innocent and they don't want the public to see what they actually said in the grand jury. So they're hiding certain portions of it. Absolutely amazing. But I do believe Jack Smith, for some reason, I do believe he's investigating all of this. And I do believe this is why Trump put out on Truth, get the riggers. And we're going to have to see how that plays out, and we'll have to see how this moves forward. But I do believe that's where this is all headed. And what's very interesting is we can see a parallel between what happened in Arizona and in Germany. Now, out in Germany, in Berlin, there was a judge that says, whoa, there's a lot of irregularities. There were long queues on the lines. I mean, there were incorrect ballot cards. It was just a complete and utter disaster. So they said, okay, we're going to redo this election and we're going to see how this plays out, because the first election, it was a complete and utter disaster, almost like Kerry Lake and Katie Hobbs. So they went ahead and they re-ran the election and the results were completely different. All of a sudden, we had a win for the conservatives, and the social democrats, who governed the city for 22 years, they were kicked out. Wait a minute. So you mean they cheated in the first round and actually probably for 22 years? Just like out in D.C. where you see all the people in there for 30, 40, 50 years and you see all the cheating going on in Arizona, and it makes no sense how these people, you know, won the election when everyone was behind the other candidate. I mean, just look at 2020 with President Trump. The entire country was with him. Biden had no one. He was hiding in a basement. Yeah, you got 81 million ballots, but that's not votes. That's just printed ballots that they created. And now out in Germany, in Berlin, all of a sudden, the person that they thought won lost, and the person that lost won. How could that be? It doesn't make sense. Wouldn't they vote for the same exact person? Of course they would. It tells you that they cheated. And I do believe this is a very, very similar case to what's happening in Arizona. And I hopefully that we have a judge that follows the rule of law, looks at the entire case and says, you know something, we need to redo this and we need to use just paper ballots. Because if this happens and we just use paper ballots and Kerry Lake wins by a landslide and the counting is done in front of every single person in one day, this is going to show the entire country that these individuals cheat in the election, which means they must have cheated in the 2020 election. They must have cheated in many different elections around the country. I do believe this is the domino. If they can tip it over, it will be a complete and utter disaster for all these people, just like out in Berlin. Now, I wonder if the people in Germany are questioning many other elections. Because remember, they held the seat for 22 years. Now, it seems, wait a minute, did they really win the election for 22 years? It's the same thing with Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and all these people that have been in office for 20, 30, 40 years. Do you really think the people are voting for these individuals? I mean, just look at their cities, look at their towns, look at their district. It's a complete and utter disaster. It doesn't make sense. And this is why all of this needs to be brought out into the public realm, because as you bring out more and more facts and more information and you drip it out and you show the people, people then can see it very, very clearly and they can understand this is how the cheating is done. And I do believe on a simplistic level, people are seeing that the FBI, corrupt politicians, DHS, they, in coordination with fake news and big tech, they were manipulating the 2020 election. And now it's very, very clear to the people. If you add on 2,000 mules, you add on the pandemic, the drop boxes, the mail-in ballots and everything else. Yes, you can take all that, add it in, and you can see how the elections were completely manipulated. But remember, all of this was about showing the people the truth. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots have bringing us down this path. And actually, Trump kind of confirms that, yes, I started out, I set everything up. I needed to bring the resident in here. I needed to wake the people up. I needed everyone to see their agenda. And now I'm coming back to finish up what I started. Now, I do believe that, yes, election fraud is going to be produced in the end. I do believe that Trump is going to be reelected as president once again. And I wonder if he can regain his time lost, depending on how all this works out. We'll have to see. But Trump did say something very interesting. He says, I'm running for president to end the destruction of our country and to complete the unfinished business of making America great again. And I do believe when Trump came into office, they knew at a certain point that this swamp was way too deep, way too wide, and they knew they were going to need a lot more time than 4 years. So they put things into motion. They put the plan into place, and they knew they were going to have to wake the people up. They knew that the people needed to see the agenda of the deep state players. They needed to see how it was done, how they manipulate, how they're treasonous to America, how they don't follow the Constitution, how they want to destroy America. And this is what the people have been witnessing since Biden came into office. And it's not just Biden, it's Obama in the basement and many other individuals hiding behind the curtain. And now the people are seeing this, and the people are starting to learn more and more as time goes on. And I do believe Trump is following in the footsteps of Andrew Jackson. And as all this is being exposed to the people can think logically, the people are awake. And I do believe this is falling right into what he wants to do, to actually go against the entire deep state system, because that's really what we're fighting against. We're fighting against their system, and their system is breaking down right now. They're panicking. They're using everything they possibly can to try to distract everyone from the truth, from the facts. But you can see with the freedom of information now and the freedom of truth, as this continually comes out, this is the end game for them. You can't battle against them, and Trump knows this. So in the end, no matter what, the truth will always stand tall and will always beat down propaganda. And as this continually happens, all they have left, them talk about the deep state players, is to shut down the truth. And I do believe this is the direction that they're heading in. And yes, they're going to have distraction after distraction after distraction until they say we need to pull the plug. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place because they're the ones who are leading them down this path, because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later.